Usually you can find a student at Pan American College in Edinburgh, a foreign student, and they'll take care of the program.
Pan American College, is that taught in Spanish?
No, it's a university just like any other.
So it's an English school?
Yes, it's a very good one. My children have not attended it. I would have liked them to because it's so much nearer. But they didn't have the courses they needed, unfortunately. So they had to go to Kingsley.
Now, tell me about your church here. Is it? Do you have church activities too, or?
I am a good Christian, not a very good Catholic. I have trouble going to church because services are usually at our dinner, supper, breakfast time, and I have a very large family.
Sure.
So I don't know whether I should just ignore my family and go to church. Maybe I'm doing wrong by not going. But Sunday is a very hard-working day for us, either at the ranch, the farm, or the service station. It's a busy day.
Sure.
So though I think of God very often and I pray, I don't go to church that often. I do follow the rules of the Catholic Church, though.
So the church here, is that, was it at one time more a central aspect of life here than it is now?
I suppose for some people it's very, very central. It's just that for me it isn't that central because, I don't know, my upbringing when I was a child was very, very religious. My parents still start their day by going to 6 o'clock Mass in the morning. They take Holy Communion every single morning. I don't know, somewhere along the line I just went wrong, I guess. Maybe too many children and I don't know. I just don't go to church as often as I should. I do take part in all the other, like I know I have to give the church $1 a day or $365 a year. And I do it willingly. I believe everything the church teaches, but I don't go to services and I know it's wrong.
Are the services taught in Spanish? I mean,
they are, the 10 o'clock service is in English. The other two are in Spanish. Usually our priest can be Irish, Spanish, but they all speak Spanish too.
So that's sort of you have to speak Spanish in order to be a priest.
To survive in Roma, you have to speak Spanish.
Are there any other clubs that are active here in town?
We have the Timble Club. I'm active in that too.
What is that?
The timble, we're supposed to be sewing. We sew.
What do you make?
Fancy stuff that we don't use, like tree skirts, tree decorations, things like that. We embroider, we do beadwork, we crochet, we knit.
That must all keep you very busy doing that, and I know you work on the ranch and on the farm.
I don't work at the ranch. In fact, I feed the ranch hands. That's about all I do for the farm or the ranch.
You feed them? What do you
well, I have to cook their lunch. If I have 20 ranch hands working during roundup, I have to feed them all.
So is there a place to cook there?
I cook here. My husband just brings them over.
And so you just always cook?
Yes.
It takes 20?
Yes. We have 3 ranch hands every single day. During roundup time, we have more.
What is roundup time?
Well, you want to know if all your cattle are still there. So you round them all up.
That must be quite a big, busy thing.
Yes, it is. You do something about cutting their horns too. You brand them.
Well, does that take all day or?
Like 4 or 5 days.
You must have a large ranch.
Yes.
Now, I don't understand the ranch. I mean, I've tried to, but is that, when you have a ranch, do you have one big pasture or what is, how is that set up?
When you have a ranch, you have the cattle. It doesn't matter where you put them. Like in our case, some people are very lucky. Like my father,